HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. Earlier this month, I attended TBEX, a travel blogger, travel writer, and travel photographer conference that was held in Keystone, Colorado. People traveled from all around the world to come to this event, and because it was a bunch of storytellers in attendance, I heard lots of travel horror stories, from lost luggage to tales of muggings in faraway lands. There was also lots of sharing of best travel practices, like wearing comfortable clothing on long flights. I was reminded of an article I wrote for IndependentTraveler.com last summer. Independent Traveler is one of the world's first travel websites, debuting in 1990. It's an interactive traveler's exchange and comprehensive online travel guide for people who enjoy planning their own trips. I wrote an article entitled, Five Travel Tips for Lazy People. And as we head into the busy travel summer season, I thought I'd share these tips with you. I'm not really a lazy person, but when I travel, I like to keep things as simple as possible. I don't like dragging around a lot of luggage, and I'm all about being comfortable. After countless road trips and flights, I've developed some useful strategies that I hope you will find helpful. Tip number one is to wear slip-on shoes. Whether you are working your way through airport security or heading out on a long car trip, slip-on shoes make life much more relaxing. At the airport, you don't have to be that guy holding up the security line while trying to take off your hiking boots. Just make sure you have clean, hole-free socks. And ladies, if it's summertime, you might want to think about getting those toes freshly pedicured. Tip number two is books and e-readers are nice, but audiobooks are way better when it comes to travel. Carrying an iPod or MP3 player is so much easier than lugging around a book or a Kindle. On a flight last summer, my husband and I actually shared a pair of headphones, each using one earbud, to finish listening to a book we'd been listening to in the car via my MP3 player. Listening to an audiobook can make time fly while traveling, either by car, plane, or train. The third tip might be my number one piece of travel advice, and it's as simple as it gets. Always pack a hat. Having a hat is essential to comfortable travel. It not only warms your head, but if necessary, it can be used to cool the neck by tucking the hair up into it. Hats shield your eyes from the sun and can block the light if you're trying to nap while at an airport or on a bus. And if you haven't washed your hair in a few days, a hat will hide your lazy traveler hygiene habits. The fourth tip may seem silly in this age of ATMs and credit cards, but I find it's always nice to have cash on hand when traveling. I mentioned this last week when talking about festival tips. You shouldn't be carrying hundreds of dollars while traveling, but it's nice to have cash to tip a cab driver or buy a sweet treat from a food vendor. You might even discover a cool little cash-only restaurant on your road trip. There are still many of these establishments in smaller towns throughout Colorado and the United States. You wouldn't want to miss out on the world's best eggs and grits just because you didn't have a little cash in your pocket. The fifth and final tip is to keep headache medicine and antacids readily available. No matter how laid back you are about traveling, there's always something that causes a little headache or upset stomach along the way. Travel, even in-state, often comes with a change in diet that can be rough on the system. If you are traveling around Colorado's high country, elevation may give you a headache. It's better to be prepared, otherwise you may find yourself buying a $10 aspirin in an airport or a tourist trap. So there you have my five travel tips for lazy people, courtesy of my article for IndependentTraveler.com. The fifth weekend in June is almost here, and that means the 4th of July is just around the corner. The 4th is on a Wednesday this year, and while fire danger remains high and fireworks have been banned in Larimer County, professional shows are still taking place around the state. Keep an eye on Heidi Town's Facebook page for details and HeidiTown.com. Thanks for listening. Until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.